And now we've got a legend, a radio legend in the studio. And he's here, and he's with Sue. Morning, Sue. How are you?
Morning, Ian.
Do you want to just introduce the radio legend?
This is Matthew Davis, who is a 25-year-old young man from Newport, who has some additional needs, which he overcomes to do competitive diving, and he is also a swimmer, and he is raising money at the moment for West White Sports and Community Centre.
Brilliant. That was off the cuff. That was really, really good. Went a bit too much, you know, too much detail there. Welcome back, Matthew Davis. We've missed you.
Good morning. I know I have made these pellets very much.
Well, you should come back more often. You only live down the Blooming Road, don't you?
Yes, I do. Newport, born and bred, I am.
Yeah, I know. You know, seriously, we're about three streets away, and it's been a couple of years. I reckon at least 18 months since you last came in.
But on a Tuesday morning, I do all today in at Red Road, and it has helped me lose about 2.5 stone in weight.
I know, I can see. I'm going to get you a T-shirt with hot like a jacuzzi on it.
Mm.
Because that's what you were saying just now. You took your jacket off and you said, I'm hot like a jacuzzi. Anyway, if you're tuning in for the first time, Matt Davis was on the four-piece course probably about 4 years ago, and you were with us for best part of a year, and then you came back and did work experience on a Friday with Andy Knight, and here you are, you're back, and I know that you had a lot of success. You've been up and down the country doing diving and things and winning medals.
Yeah, it's fortunately it was the London Southeast Award, then the National Award, then the Hamster Award, then the A Lot of White Award.
How brilliant are you? And I'm just picturing you in your little Speedos, because I know that will make him smile. We used to have this funny word, and he would say Speedos, and he would just fall about laughing, and we all would. He would text me, he would email me, and it would be Speedos in big block capitals. And I remember once you said to me, you sent me a text saying, John Owen, we're Speedos. John Owen's in our sales room. Anyway, look, joking aside, there's a serious reason why you're here. You're going to don your Speedos again and you're going to do a charity swim?
Yes.
So tell us about it.
Well, in 2018, I wanted to do an activism for attending the M expansion for Wedgwood Support Centre.
Now, look, Sue, we're going to bring in Sue now. Matthew's going to do this charity swim. You've
yep.
worked it out that he's doing 25 metres, which should take him about a minute. Is that it?
No, he's doing 50 lengths
50?
Of our pool.
Good grief.
Possibly is about 1.5 kilometres.
Really?
Yeah, and he's booked the pool for 2 hours to swim non-stop. And he's been training on Wednesday nights at the pool.
Right.
A couple of months. And his sister has set up a GoFundMe account, his sister Kelly White. We've got some sponsor forms at the centre. The details are all over the show. They're on our website at West White Sports and Community Centre. And Matthew is hoping to raise... How much, Matthew?
I'm over here.
£3,000.
How many? 3,000?
About a few thousand.
How wonderful.
Right.
And we had over £150 so far.
Wow.
Good start, Matt.
And you haven't even jumped in the pool yet? That's good.
And have donated over £100 of that to me.
When does this take place?
On Thursday the 4th of April from 12 till 2, and anybody who's out West White Way, very welcome to come and have a look. We'll be having a little bit of a celebration afterwards, won't we?
Yeah.
I reckon you can have some tea and cake, don't you?
Look, I've already told you, Sue, right, Matt and I are the professionals, and already you've gone off microphone and like, let us down. You're looking at, you know, gazing at Matt there and gone off
Sorry,
microphone,
yeah.
All right? Just tell her, Matt, will you? Just tell her, be more professional.
Sue Lambton, be more professional.
Lumpton, did you notice?
Well done, Matt. Well done. So that's in a couple of weeks tomorrow, and you're going to be hopefully going to be raising a couple of £1,000 for
2 weeks tomorrow.
That's what I said, wasn't it? You're picking me up on things I'm saying now. So it is 2 weeks tomorrow. You're going to be in the pool between 10 and 12.
12 swimming, and 2, Matt.
12 and 2. How long is he in there? 2 hours. And he's going to be doing how far?
He's going to be doing 1.5 kilometres.
Right, one point. That's a lot, Matt. Are you sure you're up to this?
Yeah.
You ain't getting any younger. And you've been training. How far have you swam so far?
I have been swimming over 85 lengths over the last few weeks.
85?
35.
35. All right, so you're going to up the ante in 2 weeks' time, then. Brilliant. Well, good luck with that. That's phenomenal.
Do you want to come and get in the pool with...
No, not really.
You don't want to wear your speedos?
No, I don't want to. No, look at his little face lit up then. No, I'm not wearing speedos. The swimming pools don't agree with me. It's that chlorine stuff.
Ah, feeble excuse.
It is. I'll come along and cheer you on.
And Matt, who's done to LA even who is the gentleman for helping me so much over the years.
So you're putting the money back into the pool itself?
No, mate, I said, who's done who to LA?
Who?
The manager.
Oh, the manager. That would be, was that Claire?
Claire
Griffin.
And
another legend.
I would have to say thank you to her for putting in a lot of effort into this.
No, I'm sure they get something out of it as well.
It's a lovely person.
Good. Well, you ain't too bad yourself, are you? You're all right. But what you're doing is fantastic. I really, really respect what you're doing, and I really hope that you do it and raise lots of money in the process. Now, we're going to have a quick chat with Sue now. You can interrupt as much as you like, but we're going to have a quick chat with Sue now, because obviously the West White Swimming Pool, they put on lots of good stuff there in the community, and they need to raise funds and so on and so forth. And you wanted to talk about this, so you've got a whole list of stuff that you want to chat about. Go on in, Sue. This is your time now.
Thanks, Ian.
Don't interrupt, Matt.
Right. Our centre in Freshwater is the only independent, non-council-funded sports centre that's open to the public on the island. We put on over 50 different activities a week, including mobility exercise for older people who are a little frail, right down to swimming for babies. So we have approaching 2,000 people through the centre each week. We also have quite an expensive centre to run, because a swimming pool is not a cheap thing to run, so we have to keep up with our fundraising non-stop, and things like what Matthew is doing for us, massively important. Earlier this month we had two community events over a weekend, the 7th and 8th of March, and we raised £2,000, which is fabulous. It all goes in to our budget to keep the centre running, and we need all the community support we can get. So we really appreciate it when somebody like Matt comes along and says, I want to raise some money for you. And we'd like all his friends, fans, family, everybody to get behind it. And we'll reach our target, won't we, Matthew?
Yeah.
Certainly will. With people like you around, you certainly will. That's a really lovely thing what you're doing there, Matthew. You should be so proud of yourself. It takes me back to probably about 20 years ago. We did a cyclethon at West White Sports Centre, and I came along and cycled for I don't know how many hours, but we raised quite a bit of money. But I don't suppose we raised half as much as what
so
you're
So is that an
do.
Offer to come back and do it again?
What, with my knee? Yeah, well, I would do anything to help.
But do you do outside broadcasts?
We do outside broadcasts.
Would you like to come over on Thursday the 4th of April?
Well, that might be a bit soon to organise, but we may be able to do something. Leave it with me. Leave it with me and we may be able to do something. I really hope this goes well, Matt, because I think you're in there doing the training. It's something you're not just going to turn up on the day and just do. You put in the training, you put in the hard work, and you're doing it for all the right reasons. So good luck with that. It's April the 4th. How, you mentioned your sister setting up a page for you. What's the details on that, Sue?
If anybody's got a pen handy, it's gofundme.com/brakh7-sponsored-swim. However, you will find that on our Facebook page, West White Sports and Community Centre, and on our website, West White Sports and Community Centre. So you don't need to know that. Or I think you can go on gofundme.com and put in Matt Davis.
Okay.
Thank
Matt
you.
Matt Davis. You're a legend. All right, good luck. I hope you're going to bed early at night.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, okay, and when it's all over, you can then relax and chill and you can, you know, have as many burgers and things, but you're in training now. Take it seriously.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe you're doing... How far is he going again?
50 lengths of 25 metres, which is 1.5 kilometres, which is kind of across the Solent, actually.
I couldn't do that myself. So
I don't think many people would...
No. Super huge. What's that program? Do you remember that program years ago with the old Bobby from Dallas was in it? The man from Atlantis.
The words before a words born.
I know. Right. Okay. We'd rename it Matt from Atlantis.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not impressed with that, is he?
Yes,
anyone you want to say hi to before you go, Matt?
I would like to say hello to my mum and dad, who I do love dearly.
Good. Good for you. As you could learn a lot from this.
Absolutely. And do you know what? He's a demon at Jenga. That's what
he does.
He sits in West White Cafe playing Jenga, and then this almighty crash.
Yeah.
And we know what's happened.
Yeah, he's playing two Jengas. We know. We've seen it before. We've had the crashes. We've had the scares. We've had the... Oh, blimey, what was that? And he's playing Jenga, and he's... Oh, I think he pushes it over half the time, just deliberately, just to catch you unawares. Matt, it's lovely this week's time.
Thank you very much.
It's really nice to meet you, Sue, as well. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be out there in some fashion, and we'll certainly, you know... Talk
Keep
again.
In touch.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Sue, and thank you, Matt.